In this bulletin, North Korea blows up its joint liaison office with South Korea. Medical trials find a widely available steroid is an effective treatment for COVID-19. And in football, a warning from one of English Premier League's most prominent coaches as the competition prepares to resume. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. North Korea has blown up an inter-Korean liaison office in the border town of Kaesong as tensions escalate with South Korea. South Korean surveillance footage shows the collapse of the four-story building, which serves as an embassy and has been closed since January due to COVID-19. The North State News Agency says it's in retaliation against propaganda leaflets sent from the South by North Korean defectors referred to as human scum. South Korea's Deputy National Security Advisor Kim Yoon-jin threatens action if North Korea continues to raise tensions.
It is an action that broke the expectations of all people who hope for the development of inter-Korean relations and lasting peace on the peninsula.
Medical trials in the United Kingdom have shown a cheap and widely available steroid has been found to increase the chances of survival for people who are seriously ill with COVID-19. The steroid, known as dexamethasone, cuts the risk of death by one-third for patients on ventilators, and for those on oxygen, it cuts deaths by one-fifth. The British government's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance, says the discovery is a significant breakthrough.
Dexamethasone is inexpensive, very widely available, and the really exciting thing about this study is not only that it works, but it means it can work across the world. This is a change of practice. It doesn't require complex manufacturing owned by one company that can't produce it in scale. This is a drug which can immediately be used across the world.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has accused China and Russia of spreading disinformation during the coronavirus crisis. Citing a European Commission report, Ms. Payne criticised the nations for causing fear and division through targeted disinformation campaigns. Ms. Payne warns that disinformation during a pandemic will cost lives.
It is troubling that some countries are using the pandemic to undermine liberal democracy, to promote their own more authoritarian models. As Prime Minister Morrison said in March of this year, some months ago now, there are some who believe liberal democracies and free societies cannot cope with these sorts of challenges. We will prove them wrong here in Australia.
The Indian Army says at least 20 of its soldiers are dead after a clash with Chinese forces in the disputed Kashmir region. It's the first deadly clash in the border area between the two countries since 1975. China had accused Indian forces of carrying out provocative attacks on its troops and has not said if any of its troops have died. United States President Donald Trump has signed an executive order on policing. It bans police chokeholds except when an officer's life is at risk. It also sets up a database for tracking officers with excessive use of force complaints. Mr. Trump says he's spoken to the families of people who have had loved ones die as a result of interactions with police, and he says all people in the US share in their grief.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
In football, Manchester City coach Pep Guardiola is warning that English Premier League teams are not ready for the glut of games that are ahead as the competition prepares to resume tomorrow. He says teams will have to rotate their lineups to cope with the rush of games, and fitness will be an important factor.
I think we are ready to play one game, but 3 days after another one, and 4 days after another one, we are not ready. Not, I think, Man City and all teams, but that's why I have to rotate and use absolutely all the players. And the players, like, natural way, they are in physical conditions better, so they can sustain the more time.
Well, now, look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers developing and a possible storm, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, similar conditions, 14. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, morning fog, then a partly cloudy day, 13. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Sydney, a shower or two developing, and 18. Newcastle, similar conditions, 19. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.